Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The best team coverage of Browns football is on WTAM 1100.
That means Fred Greith from Orange and Brown Report. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside. Morning, Fred.
Good morning, fellas.
Let's see here. Thursday night, they're at 6. Let me ask you, the Monk and mini camp. Miles Garrett, he's at the Cavs game, right, Mike Snyder?
Yeah, he was there last night. Well, he wasn't there last night. I didn't see him.
Yeah.
Watson was there last night, but Miles was there Saturday.
Is the news that Garrett wasn't, though, at mini camp, is that a big deal or not? I mean, you got the new coach. Don't you want to get everybody on the same page, that sort of thing, Fred?
Yeah, I know. They kind of downplayed it, but it's kind of the same thing every year. I mean, Miles does what he does, and he comes, gets breaks the NFL sack record. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know really if he'll be there today or not. But I'm looking forward to seeing him on the field. This is the first time they've been on the field and we're going to be able to be there today. See, I think the talk will be about the quarterbacks, you know, who gets first turn. And even though they've downplayed that a bit, that's kind of the biggest story, the biggest news right now, you know, before the draft takes place.
So
this is an extra mini camp that because Munkin's a first year coach, they get to be on the field and they can do 11 on 11s. And it's kind of it'll be kind of interesting to see something like this early.
So Miles missing is like Bloom Daddy. He misses our staff meetings all the time, right, Mike?
Yeah, it'd be something
like
that.
He still goes out and performs. Yes.
Yeah, he does what he wants to do. But, you know, it would be nice. I mean, he's kind of whether he wants to be the captain or not, he's a team leader. It'd be nice to have him there. But to your point, Fred, today, so you're going to get to see some of this practice today then, Fred?
Yeah, it's my understanding we're going to get to watch the whole practice because it starts about 12:45, and then we're slated to talk to Todd Monken after the practice and some of the players. I don't know yet. We don't know yet who's the players, but we're hoping it's the quarterbacks because that's kind of the biggest talk.
Yeah, whether Shador goes before Deshaun Watson, and where does Dylan Gabriel fit in? So that'll be a storyline, I guess. And we talked with you, the draft drawing near. Fred, everything's kind of out there. Would anything really shock you Thursday night by the Browns?
It will not, because, you know, just like you, I've been doing this a while, and, you know, as Phil Savage always called it, the silly season. Teams put things out that they want other teams to think, and you don't know what to believe. All you have to do is think last year in the pre-draft lead up, Andrew Berry went on and on about Travis Hunter, that he was a unicorn, and he compared him to Shai Ohtani, you know, the best baseball player that could do it all, you know, and then what did he do? He traded basically away, you know, from that. And he already knew they had a deal in place before he was talking to us. So, you know, that's the gamesmanship. I could see them. I really do think they don't know what they're going to do because they don't know what the five ahead of them are going to do. And when they get there, there might be somebody they consider a generational type player. You know, maybe they consider Caleb Downs like an Ed Reed or a mm-hmm. Troy Polamalu if he's there, or, you know, you could say that with a couple of the players if they get bypassed, or they could use that as leverage to trade down.
And one thing this year too, though, if they want to make a trade, you would think the groundwork might be laid in advance because they've reduced the time between picks, Fred, which is good for everybody that's watching or covering it, but it's gone from 10 to 8 minutes. So those extra 2 minutes can mean something.
Yeah, I think most of these teams do a lot of hypotheticals, you know, like if this happens, what are you interested in? So I think really that is, I think on the clock, on the shorter time frame, they're going to have to be convinced that if they trade down, that they can still get a player they want. Because if you trade down, you might not get the best wide receiver and you might not get the best tackle, but that might not matter for them. Because just like last year, they needed offense, used their first two picks on defensive players. So they could go about anywhere.
Nothing
was, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But they need weapons, and they need them, I think, at the top of the draft.
Fred Greatham, Orange and Brown Report. All right, enjoy practice. We'll watch for your posts out there. Follow him on X, Fred Greatham 9, and we'll check back in tomorrow morning. Maybe some news from that, and get a little recap from you. Thanks, Fred.
Yeah, I'll let you know if Miles is here.